Welcome, everyone, to the Business Spotlight, a special spring edition of the Business Spotlight. And joining me is Zach Frick with Frick and Fell Home Sales, brokered by eXp. And Zach, you and your mom a year ago decided to make a switch with brokerages to eXp. How's that gone?
Yeah, it's gone great so far, John. We did that for several reasons, some of those being personal reasons. And then more greatly is that it affects our clients in such a positive manner with the advertising options that we have available with eXp and just the overall simplicity of a transaction that they bring to the table. So it's been a great experience so far.
Well, here we are finally in the spring selling season. This is when things start to heat up. So what's the area inventory look like these days?
Well, I wish I could say there was a bunch of inventory. In Aledo specifically, I anticipate here pretty soon we might not even have any active listings. They'll all be pending. Hopefully that changes soon. So if you're out there thinking, you know, man, it could be a good time to sell, give me a call. Let's at least get you a price opinion on your home and we can see how we can help you. We do offer some great things with our listings as well. We stage, take good pictures, have drones. A lot of options that other realtors may not have to be able to provide you a great service with your listing and to get your home sold for the top dollar.
Now, of course, I'm thinking people who listen think, well, they just work with Aledo or Mercer County or whatever, but actually you work in the Quad Cities as well. So what areas are you involved with up there?
Yeah, so me specifically, I handle all the Quad City area. So basically all the Quad Cities from Illinois City to Geneseo, Atkinson area. And then farther south, we go to Galesburg, Monmouth, even as far as Stronghurst. In general, an hour away is kind of our area. Star is also licensed in Iowa. So the Davenport, Bettendorf, and Muscatine, she covers that area as well.
And interest rates right now, everyone, of course, they're up. But in the bigger scheme of things, actually, they're kind of normal to what they used to be many years ago.
Yes, it was an extraordinary time when interest rates were down at 3 and under. Traditionally, the 6% is a good interest rate. Back in the day, people were buying houses for 15-18%. So we're still in a good spot. Again, back to the inventory, interest rates haven't seemed to affect inventory. In addition to our area being low, the Quad Cities, we're about a third of what our typical MLS sees in terms of active listings in our area.
And one thing too, you moved to your new office. We talked about that in January. And so tell people again where you're located and about your new office.
Yeah, we're at 219 South College. It's the old Times Record building. Unfortunately, it still says the Times Record on there. We're working on getting a window replaced and getting some signage up so everybody can actually see where we're at.
Now, you personally have done a little expansion. You're involved with the solar panel business now. So how did all that come about?
Yeah, so I moved last year myself and saw my energy bills starting to increase. They actually doubled before I got my panels installed. But so it was a good experience for me. It's a great way to save some money for me. And it's been great. I saw it as an opportunity to help somebody, as another, again, being the local person that can be the person helping, somebody you can feel comfortable with, and somebody that's going to tell you what you need to hear in terms of how everything works. And you can have some comfort level knowing that I'm a local person providing the service.
And there's some great tax incentives right now, too, isn't there?
Absolutely. The federal government offers a 30% federal tax credit. The state also has a SREC program that allows you to get money back from the state for installing panels.
Well, that sounds great. Now, one other thing we want to talk about that you're very proud of is the community service that you and Star try to participate in here locally.
Yep. Here recently, I took over Star's spot on the Aledo Main Street. She's still going to help on some committees. But we take a lot of pride in what we do for our community and try to be involved as much as possible. So I'm on Main Street, Star's helping on committees. We're also doing our scholarship again this year. It'll be $3,300 this year, so we're super excited about that. And we're getting close to giving that out. So in May, we'll be able to announce who's getting that scholarship, and we just love doing that.
Well, that's tremendous. I thank you for that. Well, once again, sounds like things are continuing to go full speed for you and Star, and we want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks, John. It's always good to get caught up with you.
That's Zach Frick with Frick & Fell Home Sales, brokered by eXp. So once again, if you're buying or selling a home, or now if you need a solar panel and you're interested in that, you can get a hold of Zach for that as well. And I want to thank him for joining us today on the spring edition of the Business Spotlight.